I had a two-year certificate. I mean, a one-year certificate, but I had 2 years of college. And I had wanted to come and teach, to go back to college. But I wanted to teach on a ranch. And I had sent in this asking to do that. And then the principal from here called me and said, well, we're building a new school here. And we'd like you to come and teach first and second grade. And I told him I was a little scared to do that. But he said, no, it'd be all right. I'll help you get set up and everything, and we'll be in the new school. Well, I got here, and the school wasn't finished yet. And first and second grade was in a little cabin over where the park is now. And we had no books, no anything there. So I had to order books, and all I knew about were Dick and Jane books. So we ordered Dick and Jane books. And for the first 6 weeks of school, I had nothing to work with except just paper and pencil and the blackboard there, and books that I had gone into town and bought a few little things to workbooks and such to work with. But it was really fun. I wish we had a playground, and we did have one little boy who fell out of a tree during recess and broke his arm really bad, or his leg.
But how many students did you have? You had a lot of students.
I had 21 students in first and second grade, and that was really unusual. But that year they had a lot of lumber people that were going to school here too. And so it was really quite an experience to go through. I wasn't even in education at that time, and I was just going to college to be in, I was taking English, I was majoring in English. So, but I was glad to have the youngest kids, so that was fun. It was really scary, but it worked out okay, and I did a lot of praying that those kids would learn what they needed to learn.
And I think all those kids did pretty well, Betty.
Really. Yeah, they did.
Because they're all grown up, and so many of them are away from here now, but families.
Most of them are gone now. And I try to ask about this one or that one and see what's happening with them.
Well, Peg, how long did you drive a bus?
I drove it for 28 years.
I only drove for 14, but I had to drive a bus because I lived the furthest away, and I had to pick up all the kids either in my car. And finally, Bert was on the school board, and he didn't think he should ask for a bus for me. But finally, Don, I think, was in fourth grade. They got a bus, and then I picked up all the kids in a bus, and they didn't have to pile in the car.
Yeah. And it was a tough run.
Still is.
It is. She got stuck a lot. But I drove the big bus first to Hannah. And then I got, they wanted a bus driver for up down south or up south for my kid or my relatives. And I didn't get a higher wage, but I got my insurance that way. And I know that one time I got stuck and you could not see anything, and I had to walk all the way down to my dad's. And I says, the other day when Johnny Walkery got stuck, you came up and helped him. He says, I knew you'd get out or walk home. So I didn't get any help. And I drove the two routes for a long time. And then Bob and I both drove all the trips, and Dixie drove trips. And Bert was a stickler for a board member. Because Dixie said, I think we better stay in Wheatland. Bert says, nope, you're going home. And we
was that
did.
Through the canyon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Wheatland, he was with canyon. Us.
Yeah. Oh, yes. So anyway.
That was a part of my life that I didn't really like, but I had kids that had to have an education, and so I did it. And as soon as my son graduated, I was out of driving bus.
And I love driving bus. I hated to have to quit.
Well, I didn't mind the kids and stuff. It was a route I had pegged that
was, well, yeah, that was a tough route.
And getting to Hannah, leaving at 2 in the morning so I could pick up a trip in Hannah to go for the school, it wasn't my favorite chore.
Yeah, and nowadays they don't. They have better hours for the drivers than we had.
Yeah.